A lot of us use Flipgrid to get students interacting with video. They're able to record little short video replies to a question or a prompt that we put out. But you might not be using Flipgrid to make instructional videos, even if they're little short videos that you need to send to your students. I'm going to show you the side of Flipgrid that is great for teachers and a couple of quick tricks that you can use to make those videos really awesome. Episode 187 starts now.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Carrillo from the EdTech Bytes podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. It is good to be recording another episode of the podcast. I've been on a hiatus for the last couple of months, putting together all sorts of resources for teachers that are trying to make sense of remote learning and what school is going to look like in the fall. And so I'm very excited to be back and to be recording some of these podcast episodes for you again. And this first one back is one that this is a tool that I've been using more and more and think that it has a lot of potential. So as I mentioned earlier, Flipgrid is one of those great video response tools. You know, gives us the opportunity to pose students a question or a prompt, and then they can record by making short video clips. That's how a lot of people use Flipgrid. But there is one part of it that is really helpful that will let you record quick videos that you can shoot out to your students real easily. And it's called Shorts. So if you log into a Flipgrid account, you know, just go to flipgrid.com and then do the teacher login to get into your teacher dashboard, you'll see a little tab up at the top called Shorts. And if you've never clicked on it before, you ought to go click on it because it has a video recorder that basically just lets you record a quick one-off video, get a link to it, and then give your students. And this is great for making little short instructional videos or making announcement videos, or if you want to do daily videos for your students, just where you record so they can see your face and hear your voice. You're able to hit record. You get up to 10 minutes to record at a time. And then whenever you're done, you finish it off, you snap a quick selfie, and then the video is uploaded. And once you're done with that, there's a variety of ways that you can share it. You can share it straight to your learning management system. You can grab a link. You can grab a QR code, so on and so forth. And so if you didn't realize that that's there, that can make shooting remote learning videos pretty easy. Now, here's another thing that I really like about it is that Flipgrid optimizes its videos for viewing on the web. So what that means is if you record a video using the Flipgrid Shorts camera, or really just anything on Flipgrid, the video is captured and then saved and then delivered to the students in a way that is best for streaming. And this is important, especially if you're doing any sort of remote or hybrid learning where students have to load their videos when they're not at school. And actually, if you think about it, this is really a good thing, even if you're doing face-to-face instruction in the classroom and students are loading videos there. Because if you have videos that aren't optimized for streaming on the web, it can take forever for them to load. Or if students are at home, then they are trying to load these videos on, you know, sometimes slow and unstable Wi-Fi from their house. But if you use Flipgrid, instead of, say, just shooting a regular old video on your camera and then trying to upload it, it sets everything just right so that it's able to stream easily. So lots of potential here. There is one little feature within the Flipgrid Shorts camera and really all of the, you know, the Flipgrid camera for anything, even that the students use, that I think is kind of cool. And it's this, that whenever you hit record and you start recording your video, you can hit pause. Now, if you've used Flipgrid before, you know that you can overlay text. You can add little stickers on it. You can put pictures on. There's a variety of things. You can turn on a whiteboard and draw. the pause button is kind of one of the magic features, because you can hit pause and you can change any of those visual elements around and then hit record again. For example, if you wanted to make a like top 10 video of sorts, what you could do is put some of the text down at the bottom of your video, record the first thing, and then hit pause. Change the text, hit record again, and it picks right up where you left off, and then go on to the second thing. Hit pause, change the text again. And by doing that, you're able to make all of these neat little editing changes to the way that your video looks on the fly. So if you haven't tried out the Flipgrid Shorts camera, that's one little tip you can use. And there are unlimited possibilities to the kinds of videos that you can share with your students. So you can go check that out at flipgrid.com. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.